Welcome to the Designing Your Future Self podcast with Andrea C. McLean. This is the space where people are inspired to take charge of their lives, embrace their authentic selves, and design a future filled with confidence, purpose, and fulfillment. Hosted by board-certified life, career, and executive coach, Andrea C. McLean, each episode is packed with empowering strategies and practical tools to help you unlock your potential and create the life you've always envisioned. So, get ready to explore new possibilities, overcome obstacles, and step boldly into the future you deserve. Your journey starts now.
Hello, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Designing Your Future Self podcast, where we explore strategies to help you grow, lead with confidence, and design a life aligned with your values and aspirations. I'm excited to be on this journey with you, which is all about intentional self-development. Whether you're navigating a career transition, stepping into leadership, or simply seeking more fulfillment in your personal life, this is your space to gain insights, build new skills, and take actionable steps toward your goals. Each episode is rooted in my SOAR framework: shift your mindset, overcome challenges, activate your plan, and reflect and refine your plan. Here's how it works. On every episode, we'll dive deep into one of these themes. We'll explore how to shift your mindset, breaking free from limiting beliefs and embracing growth, tackle strategies to overcome challenges, equipping you to navigate obstacles with resilience, focus on activating your plan, turning your dreams into actionable steps, and finally, we'll take time to reflect and refine, helping you learn from your experiences and adjust your course for continued growth. Through these themes, you'll gain the tools to soar in every area of your life, designing a future that's bold, authentic, and uniquely yours. In today's episode, we're diving into a topic that's central to many women on their leadership journey. Mindset matters, shifting from self-doubt to self-empowerment. Let's be honest. How many of us have had moments where we've thought, I'm not good enough, or I don't belong here? It's a voice that creeps in, often uninvited, and it has a name, self-doubt. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to define us. Today, we'll talk about how to identify those limiting beliefs, challenge them, and shift to a mindset of empowerment. In her groundbreaking research, psychologist Carol Dweck describes two types of mindsets: fixed and growth. A fixed mindset tells us you're either born with it or you're not. It's the voice that says, you failed before, so you'll fail again. But a growth mindset, that's where the magic happens. It says failure is feedback, challenges are opportunities, and it invites us to embrace learning, stretch ourselves, and trust that effort leads to growth. Here's a real-life example. You get promoted to a leadership role, but you can't shake the feeling that you don't belong in the room. You sit in meetings, second-guessing every idea, afraid of being exposed as an imposter. You feel like if you make a mistake, people will think you are a fraud. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. You can shift from self-doubt to self-empowerment. Let's walk through three steps. Step one, recognize the doubt. The first step is simple but powerful. Name your self-doubt. When those negative thoughts pop up, don't ignore them. Write them down. Maybe it's, I'm not experienced enough, or I'll never be as good as my peers. Once you've identified the thought, ask yourself, is this true? And even more importantly, who says it has to be true? Step two, reframe the narrative. It's time to challenge those thoughts. For every limiting belief, create an empowering alternative. For example, replace I don't have enough experience with I bring a fresh perspective and a willingness to learn. Here's a personal favorite exercise. Imagine you're talking to a close friend who's doubting herself. What would you say to lift her up? Now turn that same compassion and encouragement inward. Step three, take empowered action. Finally, take action, even when self-doubt lingers. Confidence doesn't come from waiting until you feel ready. It comes from proving to yourself again and again that you're capable. Start small. Speak up in a meeting. Volunteer for a new project. Each step builds momentum. Remember, it's not about silencing self-doubt completely. It's about not letting it dictate your actions. Until next time, this is Andrea C. McLean reminding you that you have the power to design your future self. It all starts with your mindset.
We hope today's episode has inspired you to take the next step toward creating the life and future you deserve. Remember, transformation starts with intention, and you have the power to design your path. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others who could use some inspiration. For more insights and resources, visit AndreaCMcLean.com or connect with Andrea on social media. Until next time, keep dreaming, planning, and taking action toward your future self. You've got this.